Okay, you guys go ahead.
Sean, sometimes sports has a finality and an abruptness to it sometimes, but how quickly are you able to maybe transition from the end of last night to what's really kind of a beginning here for you guys?
Yeah, no, it's a great way of putting it, Vinny, and I think that's the thing that you're so surprised with is last night going into the game. Like we said, we had so much respect for the Falcons, but I don't think, you know, the abrupt ending we quite expected. And, you know, as you try to reflect on some of the things from this season, certainly it's disappointing. And, you know, you never take, you know, it's always tough to be able to kind of handle those losses. And you want to make sure you do it in the right way. But you also don't want it to take away from a lot of the great things that our players and that our coaches were able to achieve, you know, being able to win a division. And I think there's a lot of things that we can reflect back on that you can appreciate. And you know, like we always talk about, that you can learn from. And certainly last night is one of those experiences. And what you do have an appreciation for is how hard it is to win in this league. So, you know, you talk about hopefully using that experience that we gained last night as a chance to move forward. But we also understand and respect the fact that to get back to that point is very difficult, and you don't just show up and win games again. And while we have a lot of confidence in the players that we'll have and the guys that we can continue to build around, we know that it's going to take a lot of hard work, and you got to earn it every single day in this league. And I know that guys will be excited to come back to work when that offseason program starts up.
What was the message to your players last night and maybe this morning when you got a chance to talk to some of these guys?
Yeah, we'll talk to the team tomorrow. You know, we'll have our final team meeting. They came in and got physicals, and then we'll wrap everything up tomorrow. But I think more the message is about just really how much you appreciate what they've done this year. It's hard, you know, just the way that this league is, Vinny. We won't have the exact same group of guys back in that locker room, but it was a special group of men that we got a chance to work with this year. There'll be a lot of special people back, but I think it's more about just letting them know how much you appreciate the way they went about their business, how much fun they made it for us as a coaching staff to work with every single day, and really that's what it's about. And you know, we're disappointed that we didn't get the outcome that we wanted, and you know, as a coach, you know, it just makes you want to work that much harder to try to, you know, help us get that different feeling so we can share that success together.
Sean, just looking back at the season, you guys were considerably better on the road than you actually were at home. Any ideas why that might have been?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think really it's just, you know, this league is so competitive, Lindsay, and I think it's just about making sure that, you know, each game we talk about, really each play is its own individual entity. There are certain factors that come into play as far as the road and being at home, but I don't necessarily think it was we were more ready on the road or we weren't more ready at home. I think it was just kind of those individual games, but that will be a point of emphasis, especially for us. And what a great atmosphere it was yesterday. The crowd showed up, the fans were outstanding, and we're very thankful and appreciative. And, you know, I think Todd mentioned it yesterday after the game, but one of the things that we've got to do a good job of, and that'll be a focal point, is making sure you take care of your home games. And we want to continue to play well on the road, but we got to do a better job playing better and getting more wins in the Coliseum.
Sean, how do you process a loss like yesterday that obviously ends your season? Do you just kind of immerse yourself in film? Do you try to forget about it? How did that process go for you last night?
Yeah, it was tough. You know, that's where you appreciate being around, you know, your family and having those people that you're close to that you can kind of just reflect on some things. And then you definitely look at the film. You know, you come in, you look at the film, and you know, we always talk about learning from your mistakes. And certainly, you know, being really, especially for me, from a play calling standpoint, being in your third year, learning from those mistakes, being able to look at what can we correct, what can we do to help put our players in better spots, offense, defense, special teams. You look at it, you correct it, and then you use it as motivation to move forward. But it's not something that you avoid. It's definitely still, I'd say you're still in the process of processing it. And, you know, it's not something you expected is that the season's over now. I kind of don't know what to do with myself. So, I'll have to get a chance to try to refresh, get ourselves recharged, and then we'll see how long that lasts for me.
What did jump out at you when you watched the film?
Yeah, you know, I think really specifically for us, what was unfortunate and what I thought really was the key, you know, in the game is that when you start out offensively and you go 3-and-out the first two series, that's tough. And then we turn the football over. Defensively was playing really well. We give them two short fields that they're able to capitalize on. And then by the time you're able to get into a little bit of a rhythm, you know, it's at the end of the half and you cut the lead to 3 points, and then they end up sustaining a good drive coming out of the second half. And to their credit, you know, I really think the first half, those turnovers ended up really being the difference in the game. And there's always a handful of plays that affect the outcome. But certainly the way that the defense was playing, I thought it was impressive for them to hold them to a field goal. But then to be able to give them those short fields against a really good team like that, that's always going to make it really difficult. And we talk about the turnovers all the time. And when you lose that turnover battle 2-0, it's going to be really tough to win in this league.
Sean, bear with me here because I'm going to ask you kind of about several people. But
sure.
To start, was Tavon's role so limited last night? Do you think he'll be back?
Mm-hmm.
And also, can you address Sammy Watkins, Trumaine Johnson, and Greg Olsen?
Yeah, so when you really look at a lot of those things with our free agents, you know, we're in the process of we'll evaluate those guys with Les and our staff, and very appreciative of the contributions that all three of those guys have made to our team and what they've done. With regards to Tavon, what ends up being the situation there, Gary, is I think it does have to do with, you know, we didn't get a lot of plays off early on, and then both at the end of the half and at the end of the game, you're kind of in a 2-minute type situation where you're not really operating in your normal, you know, first and second down offense. And, you know, Robert Woods, when Robert came back, you know, you got Robert, you got Cooper, you got Sammy. Those are your three guys that you're really rolling through. And some of the roles that Tavon's been able to play for us, whether it be playing at that receiver spot or, you know, kind of supplementing Todd as far as a running back, we just didn't really get a chance to get into the flow of that last night. But Tavon has made a lot of contributions that really go unnoticed in terms of what he opens up because of the threat. Last night just didn't present much of an opportunity to get him involved because of the flow of the game. And then as far as Coach Olsen's concerned, you know, that is something that I have so much respect for Coach Olsen. He's been a great coach to us. He's done a great job with us. He's a guy that I've always had a lot of respect for. Right when I got involved in coaching, he was the quarterback's coach in Tampa. To be able to get him on our staff in this capacity has been, you know, a blessing, because he's a guy that's been a coordinator for a long time. If that opportunity does present itself for him, he knows that we've always said, you know, we'll give you the opportunity to pursue something that if it's a better thing than what we do have here for you, I never want to hold you back from those things. And that's something that he and I have discussed as far as where they're at in their process and how that goes with the Raiders. But if that opportunity does present itself, the respect we have for Coach Olsen, you know, that's something that we'll allow him to pursue, and we'll see what happens from there.
Sean, do you think it hurts Jared to go through another quarterback coach, which would now be his third in three seasons?
Yeah, well, I certainly think that Coach Olsen has been instrumental in helping Jared this year and helping Sean and Brandon as well. He's got a great understanding of what we're trying to get done, the fundamentals, the techniques, the core philosophies in terms of how we want to operate at that position. He's been great. But I also think Matt spends a lot of time in that room. You know, they're so often involved together that they're really kind of coaching him, you know, together in that instance. So it is something that, you know, he'll greatly be missed. You certainly don't want to take away from how important he is, but we got a lot of confidence, and that's where you do feel fortunate to have Matt LaFleur to be able to kind of be there, and he's acting as an offensive coordinator in a lot of instances. He's kind of coaching those guys up as well.
And Sean, Jared obviously impressed a lot of people this season. Do you think there's more upside with him?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think one of the things that we talk about all the time is that experience, and that really goes for anybody, but I think especially the quarterback position, being able to get comfortable, continuing to see the variety of looks that defenses present, or consistently being able to see some of those same looks, and you can draw on those experiences. And I think this year being able to play in 16 games, because he ended up sitting out that last one, will serve him really well. And he'll be able to look at himself critically, learn from some of the mistakes. He did a lot of really good things too, and I think it allows him to go into the offseason program with a lot of confidence, a lot of things that we'll be able to pick out specifically what we feel like are going to be the key focal points and points of emphasis for him. But in terms of leading, just playing the position, the command overall, I'm very pleased with Jared, and I thought he had a good year.
Do you anticipate the coaching staff, aside from Greg, coming back intact next year?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I feel really fortunate, Vinny, to have such a great group of coaches. Hopefully it's one of those things where if an opportunity for some guys to grow, you know, and have some better opportunities, maybe to, you know, extend their career or get better positions, that means things are usually going well for you. And, you know, we want to be able to build from within here. I think we've got a lot of good people that you want to try to do that. And I think that's what good organizations do when you just look around the league at kind of the landscape and how things have operated. So, that's going to be something that we'll look at if we do end up losing some people. But as far as, you know, would you make any changes just based on not guys having a better opportunity, that's not something that we anticipate.
Sean, you spread the credit around quite a bit, but looking at yourself personally, and you've talked about how you self-evaluate, what do you think you did very well this season, and what do you think you need to improve on the most going into your second
sure.
season?
You know, I think when you go back and you just look at the overall year, I think it's such a great challenge to come into this role. And I know you kind of go back to not doing what you're asking in this question, but I think the thing you're most proud of is it starts with being able to surround yourself with great people. And if you said, I think the way that we put the coaching staff together and how it all came together, being able to kind of have the foresight of great leaders, great experienced guys that you can lean on, some younger coaches that get in their first opportunity but you know are going to do it the right way. I think we've positively pushed each other to kind of continue to improve as coaches and then to try to get the most out of our players. But I think that's what you're pleased with is being able to, you know, get the right people around you so that it takes a lot of the pressure off of you where you can lean on them. You know, it's about, you know, everybody other than yourself, and to be able to have that. And then I think it always goes back to communicating. You know, I think you can always communicate better. You know, I was listening to something the other day, and, you know, the three L's that we talk about, listen, learn, and lead. And I want to continue to try to do a great job listening, learning, and then lead the right way and be consistent with that approach. But overall, just the team, too. I love the mental toughness of this team. I love the football character that we display. So happy for these guys that they were able to win a division championship. You know, you look at the video in the locker room, and that's what you love so much about this game, being able to share those moments with people that you love. And, you know, just very appreciative to be a part of it. And I think this organization is going in the right direction. I think we've got a good foundation in place, Gary, that we can build on. But by no means does that mean that you win games automatically next year. While we did some good things this year, you still have to earn everything. But overall, just pleased with having the foresight to surround yourself with good people and what that does for you.
Sean, a couple of the guys in the locker room, just kind of looking back at the season, said that when they came home from that long road trip in Jacksonville and London, that was kind of the call to them that this was for real and what they were building. They were actually a good team, not just individuals, but a team. Do you remember that kind of signaling anything to you about what this team, the potential was, and what you guys could do the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think that was a good example of, you know, being able to respond the right way, because coming off, you know, where now you're able to go into the bye at 5-2. We were 3-2 at that point, where now you go to Jacksonville and then you go play Arizona for a home game in London. Don't understand that one, but no, it's one of those deals where I thought to be able to handle that trip, when you make a big deal about 10 days away, you look at Jacksonville as a playoff team, Arizona is a very competitive team in our division, so I thought to respond the way that we did to be able to handle that trip demonstrated the maturity that I think we saw throughout the course of the year from our team, and to be able to do it in the manner in which we did, kind of where special teams, defense found a way to really help us win and grind that one out in Jacksonville, and then you see us put together a complete team effort where you win 33-0 in Arizona was a great way to be able to go into the bye, and I think it did demonstrate, all right, we're 5-2, we were able to handle that the right way, now let's see if we can come off of this bye and get some momentum or really keep the momentum going. So I think that was, and I think there was a lot of examples, but that two-game stretch definitely, I think, signified a lot of good things.
Only because you mentioned it, do you have a couple of those other examples on the top of your mind?
Yeah, you know, the one that I think really stands out to me is when you look at when you face adversity, how do you respond? What you love so much about this team is right after that Washington game when we lost the game, and you guys know how disappointed I was in a lot of the decisions I made in that game, but we're playing a short week game on Thursday against San Fran, and you talk about, you know, nobody blinks, nobody flinches in terms of our response. Right after that in the locker room, if you guys could have seen it, we did a regeneration deal where to get ahead for the Thursday preparation right after the game, Reggie and Ted had something in place. And if you could just see the demeanor of the players where we were disappointed, but they weren't discouraged. And we always talk about not letting a loss, you know, and don't let that team beat you twice. I thought that was a great example of our team's ability to respond in a short, you know, in a short week, but then right away to be able to say, all right, we didn't get that done, eyes forward, and let's see if we can get ready for a tough San Francisco opponent on a short week. And then we were able to get a big win that went back and forth, and you end up winning that game 41-39. So that was really the first example where I think you see the mental toughness displayed that we can respond from some adversity as well.
Sean, Sammy was talking earlier today about how he feels like by the time he got here, Jared had obviously built a certain comfort level with other receivers that he had been throwing to all year. I guess two-part question, but how do you think Sammy ended up fitting into this offense? And do you think given another year with Sammy that you could feature him a little bit more?
Yeah, I think when you look at fitting into the offense, I thought Sammy did a really good job. You know, couldn't have been more pleased with the way that he progressed and a lot of the things that he did. And it sounds cliche, but when you've got a player like him, he does often sometimes dictate and determine coverage, and he alleviates and opens up some other things based on a lot of times when we're in some of our 3-by-1s, he's the individual. Do teams want to cloud him? Do they want to have a team kind of travel and play some star coverage? But I think as you get into, you know, just being around players for another year, absolutely, we feel like we can figure out a way, and I've got to do a better job of utilizing his skill set. Great hands. He could stretch the field, but you see the ability to finish on some of those underneath routes, whether it be the slants or some of those fade-type stop routes where you just see how strong he is and aggressive-type hands to be able to attack the football. So, yes, I do think we can use him better starting. You know, I've got to be able to put him in better spots, but I also think that he and Jared will continue to gain a rapport. And then as far as the production, I think he had a very productive year. When you just look at it from the numbers, he was productive for our offense. And that isn't exclusive to just looking at his catches, his touchdowns, and his yardage. That's what he did without the ball, how he affects the defense, and then what that does to open up some people around him. So a lot of positives with Sammy, and really, you know, he's been a joy to work with.
Sean, it doesn't seem like there's many glaring weaknesses on this roster, if any, really. But, you know, as you approach this offseason, is it more of guys that are currently here getting better, you know, maturing, getting older, or are there some areas where you feel like we definitely need to address this weakness or whatever?
Sure. Yeah, you know, that's going to be something that we'll evaluate as we move forward. Just talking with Les this morning even, I think one of the things that you do want to be mindful of, Vinny, is the fact that we were so fortunate with the injuries this year. So you look at it, all right, well, let's just anticipate. Let's just say you don't have that workout in your favor. Where are the areas that you want to continue to establish and build that depth? Where are some of the positions? And then I think it'll also be helpful. You look at it where, you know, specifically for us offensively, you know, we were regulated where at the end of the year, we're in just almost exclusively 11 personnel. You don't want to just operate out of one personnel group in an ideal world. So we've got to continue to develop some depth at the tight end position. A lot of confidence in Gerald Everett's ability to be able to continue to mature and how we're able to use him, Tyler Higbee, and then getting Tamarick Hemingway back will be an important thing. We'll see what happens with Derek Carrier. But those are some things that we've got to do looking at, you know, ourselves and figuring out how do you want to operate and then how does that affect the type of depth that you want to build on your roster.
I can't believe I almost forgot to ask you this, but what do you think John Gruden is going to bring to Oakland?
Yeah, great coach. You know, great coach, great motivator, great leader, great teacher in terms of just understanding, you know, the big picture. He's gotten exposed to a lot of different things. I'll be interested to see. I was talking to a couple people, and when I talked to him, I'll be interested to see, will he run the same offense that he was running when I got a chance to work with him in Tampa, or will he now implement some of the different things that he's had a chance to, you know, kind of continue to get exposure to over the last handful of years. So either way, you know, hate the fact that we'll have to go against him next year. It'll be fun, but you know, he's a great coach, and you see why you know, why Oakland is so excited about being able to get him back to the Raiders.
Do you think he'll steal some of your plays?
No, I think he has his own. We've stolen his plays, so that's more what it is.
And then obviously, you know, Troy Hill, the way he finished the season in the starting lineup, how did, you know, anything from those last couple performances?
Yeah, Joe, I thought he did a good job. I thought it was really, you know, for Troy to be able to step up, even going back to the Seattle game, I thought really represented where you see Troy Hill getting his hands on the ball, making a lot of plays. You could see his confidence grow. Just like anything else, when you're able to have some success, then that leads to feeling more confident. You got a little bit more of a swagger and a good demeanor out on the field, and I thought he played that way the last couple weeks. And, you know, he had some big third down plays last night. Troy's a great competitor. He's got great short space quickness, lateral agilities, good body control. And I thought it was good for him to be able to end the year the way that he did. And that should give him a lot of confidence going into the offseason.